had perhaps 4 diagnoses before she was diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder or multiple personality disorder, as it was called then. First of all, she was diagnosed schizophrenic and spent some time in a state hospital being treated for schizophrenia because she kept talking about the voices in her head. The interesting thing is, though, having worked with schizophrenics, they can't control the voices in their heads, and you certainly can't talk to the voices in their heads. However, you can talk to the voices, and the voices will talk back to you with a person with dissociative identity disorder, because it really is a separate identity, and the person is trying to give you some information, so it's different in that regard. But she was first seen by a professional psychiatrist in 1976 when she came in for severe depression. She had a history of several suicide attempts in her early 20s, and at that time she was in nursing school. The problems were related to the fact that she would have this depression, be very suicidal, and then she would switch, that's a term you hear a lot, switch and become sort of a different person and complain about compulsive spending, sexual promiscuity, which she would find herself with a wake up with some man she didn't even know, and was very upset about this. During these times, she'd have periods, we call them hypomanic, during these times, and so she would be very happy and excited and talking a lot, and spending money, and very poor social judgment, drinking excessively. At that time, she was then given the diagnosis of what they then called manic depressive disorder, we would call bipolar disorder today. I give you a little bit. She was treated, of course, with a lot of medication. She was treated with antipsychotic medications. There were some disastrous side effects with those over the long term. She developed some problems. She was treated with lithium. She was treated with a variety of medications. None really helped the condition. Now, they certainly sedated her, but these changes in her were still occurring. Give you some background. She grew up on the East Coast. Suicide. His mother committed suicide, and